I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. And be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:1-2. Have you been transformed by the renewing of your mind? When the Apostle Paul wrote to the brethren in Rome, he identified both negative and positive changes that needed to be made. One, and be not fashioned according to this world. To be fashioned is to change one's mind and character to another pattern. The Apostle Paul, throughout his teaching, emphasizes the responsibility of a child of God to comply with God's pattern. Earlier in this same epistle, the Apostle Paul said, "But thanks be to God that whereas ye were servants of sin, ye became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching whereunto ye were delivered. And being made free from sin, ye became servants of righteousness." Romans 6:17-18. Herein is a change. Having been servants unto disobedience, and thus practicing sin, they had a change of mind and character to be obedient to God's pattern, and thus no longer practicing sin. And it was to this pattern, or form of teaching, the Apostle Paul said, "Ye were delivered." Two, transformed by the renewing of your mind. The mind, comprising alike the faculties of perceiving and understanding, and those of feeling, judging, determining. This transforming of the mind would produce a strikingly different life, as the Apostle Paul said of the Ephesians. "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye no longer walk as the Gentiles also walk, in the vanity of their mind, being darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardening of their heart, who being past feeling, gave themselves up to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye did not so learn Christ, if so be that ye heard him and were taught in him, even as truth is in Jesus, that ye put away, as concerning your former manner of life, the old man that waxeth corrupt after the lust of deceit, and that ye be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man that after God hath been created in righteousness and holiness of truth." Ephesians 4:17-24. Where the spirit, the temper, and disposition of the mind are not renewed, an outward change is of but little worth and but of short standing. Three, transformed. To change into another form implies a radical, thorough, and universal change, both outwardly and inwardly. And thus, we faint not, but though our outward man is decaying, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett asking you to consider the greatest question you will ever ask, and that of God. What shall I do, Lord? Acts 22:10. Are you ready for a change in your life? If so, follow the directions the apostles gave to that very question, saying, "And Peter said unto them, Repent ye, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2:38.